You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We're going to kick off this episode like we do every week, sharing one of you, our amazing listeners, viewers, Instagram friend who uses our hashtag SDR.
YouTube subscribers.
Oh, there she goes. She's pushing that YouTube.
Why not?
It's good
we
over there.
We put out good stuff there.
We really, really do. And it's different from the podcast. And it's the podcast. It's all the things. But with that, we are sharing one of you, our listeners, who uses our hashtag SDR, share Sunday. We will share you on all of the things. Get some free marketing. Why not? Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Berry Creek Broken Bow. Exactly the way it sounds. Again, at Berry Creek Broken Bow. And is a special shout out to this co-host and property owner, Megan. She is one of our members inside of our hosting business mastery membership. And she was also a speaker at our live event.
And she had some mic drop moments.
She did. And speaking of our live event, be on the lookout, folks. We are going to be releasing the dates soon. But let's talk about Berry Creek Broken Bow and what I love about Megan and her Instagram handle. First of all, Berry Creek, there are several berries in her lineup of homes. There's cranberry, strawberry, blackberry, and raspberry. So I love that she's kept a theme with all of her naming her rentals here, but keeps them all under the Berry Creek umbrella of berries. But some of the stuff that I love, she does a great job of infusing static posts with reels and then also letting you know what's going on in the area. But the biggest thing I want to point out about Megan is that when you go to her link tree or her link in bio, a couple of things happen. You can either book her places via Airbnb or you will see her direct booking site. And I want to motivate everyone. When Megan spoke at our event, she talked about listening to one of our podcasts while doing the dishes. And then immediately it was about direct booking. And she stayed up till the wee hours of the morning creating her direct booking site. And we are proud to let everyone know she is doing about 30. I mean, this was as of the end of 2022, so it might be more now. She was doing around 30% of her bookings were direct from taking that one evening and putting this together herself. And I just want everybody to take a look at what she's done there. And the other thing I love that she's done when she takes people from Instagram to her direct booking site, right there, she says she has her cell phone number, she has her email. She's like, call me, text me, email me. I want to make sure that you book my place. And I'm sure there's a ton of people that never call her, text her, they email her. But just to know that she's there in that capacity, I'm sure is really just comforting for the guest and gives them a vote of confidence. And also, kind of segue into this episode, I know Megan, I believe she was a former teacher and then pivoted into co-hosting or in the education field and now co-hosting, but we're going to talk about pivoting today.
Yes.
The power of the pivot. But thanks again for using the hashtag, Megan. We will see you soon.
Yeah, Megan's a rock star. You should just follow her because she's a go-getter and she's got the whole thing. Today, Annette and I wanted to chat about some things that were inspired by some events happening in our rental management company. But then we want to also just talk about you as a human, as an entrepreneur, and how it's okay to pivot. And it's okay to have done something for a really long time and for you to kind of follow your gut and your brain and make a major change.
And we call it like just closing the chapter on it. So for instance, here is a powerful pivot, close a chapter. There have been some properties that were not to say they were not perform. Actually, one of them was top performer. Ooh, not, let's put that out there. A top performer, but maybe there were some things logistically, the amount of time, the team. And I don't even want to say it wasn't a fit anymore, but it was time to pivot to something else. And I think the point of our episode is we want everybody to kind of take a step back. This is a really good time of year. We have a lot of people in our membership that are doing it. Some of them are selling properties. Some of them are quitting jobs and they're pursuing co-hosting. There are some people that are just switching up their calendaring. They're switching up their cancellation policy. And so really, this is giving you that permission to pivot. And what we want to do is invite you today to take a look at all the things that you're doing. And would you make that choice again? Would you pursue the same thing? So let's talk about these specific properties, Sarah, and that evaluation of why they were not chosen again.
Yeah. So give you a little bit more context. We own properties and we also manage for others, which is why you might like the Thanks for Visiting brand, because it's never been our pursuit to have as many properties as possible. For us, quality of life, quality of stay, and just having the same alignment across all of our products, all of the homes that we have in our portfolio, were really important to us. So there's that.
What we like to say are these are the things that don't fit on the spreadsheet. There aren't columns for this on the spreadsheet. These aren't on the P&L. These are like these intangibles, but that are so important and probably more important than the things that can fit into the cells of the spreadsheet and on the line items on the P&L.
Yeah, I don't want to be vague. I'm going to dive in here to some more specifics for everyone listening. So we manage properties for other people. My goal as a property manager has always been for all the properties in our portfolio to be the ones that I at least own wholly or have part ownership in. And so that is my ultimate goal. And that is still, if I could choose that goal again, I would continue to choose it. That to me has been my mission for a really long time. Now, it's made sense for me to manage for other people because it's been a great opportunity to increase revenue, to get that experience of managing for other people. I've really enjoyed it.
And support having a team.
Yes.
That I would say is probably the major. Yeah.
And what does that mean? So essentially, the properties that I own that we are managing with a team kind of get managed, quote unquote, for free because we are able to offset our labor costs with the people that we manage for that we don't own the properties on. And that revenue more than covers the cost of managing the properties that we own. Obviously, the amazing help we get from our amazing team and a little bit to pay myself and then a little bit for a profit margin as well. So that's all good, right? And that is all spreadsheety stuff. Here's what's not spreadsheety is the 80-20 rule. If our team is spending 80% of their time on a property that might perform well, but it certainly isn't bringing in all of our revenue, that doesn't always fit on a spreadsheet, although that is kind of numbers related. Liability. There were some properties that we were managing where the owner and I couldn't get on the same page in terms of safety.
Can you talk about a specific there? Let our audience know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I do want to protect, because I guess my portfolio isn't so big where we couldn't maybe figure this out. So I do want to protect my owners a little bit too, because what they're doing isn't illegal.
Right.
I want to make sure I'm very clear
about
that.
And the homes are very, you would have never managed them in the first place. If
exactly.
But like these are just when, as you dial it in.
Yes. But for me and for me be able to sleep at night, there were just some things that the properties had that, like, if, for example, we would have beds in third floors. And while there is a way to get escape, it didn't make me feel good the way that a guest could remove themselves from the home if a fire occurred, right? Mm-hmm. There was something illegal going on. It was perfectly legal.
They were bedrooms. Yes. Like they weren't like makeshift things.
No. And then there were some homes that had amenities like hot tubs and pools and fire pits that didn't have the kind of protection around them that I would prefer if I owned the property. They weren't illegal. They were allowed. They were permitted. We were allowed to do it, but it wasn't up to my personal standards.
And then there were also, just to kind of add some more color here, there are certain other things. Like, for instance, some of these properties, the parking, in the beginning, it didn't seem like it was really going to be that big of an issue. There were some permits and things like that, but it was pretty stringent. There wasn't really ancillary parking. There was only one pass. And like, it showed itself to be a little bit more challenging than it would have seemed in the beginning.
Well, we talk about guests reaching out and the inability to anticipate their needs and explain to them how to access the property, how to park, all those things. It was this never-ending mountain to climb in terms of getting the guest in there and having a really good check-in experience. It was just hard. And when I went back to my original mission of managing properties that I at least have part ownership in, and the thanks for visiting itself, like this podcast and YouTube and all of that, Annette and I are having so much fun. We're helping so many people. And I needed to take stock in what I could do to free up, and I like to call it my mental mortgage. I had a great team. And I honestly, they're so amazing that I'm not even involved all that much as I used to be, like in their day and night. Mm-hmm. And they've really taken a big load off of my shoulders in terms of having to be there in person all the time. But that doesn't mean the back of my mind that I'm not always like troubleshooting and trying to figure things out and improve the systems and processes for this properties and guest involvement. So I guess what I'm getting to it is ultimately, I went back to my mission. Would I choose that mission again? Yes. To manage properties mostly that mm-hmm. I have at least part ownership in. And any of my listeners out there who might be a client of mine, don't worry. I am still here to manage ones that I don't own, but I had to go back and say, if I can make 2023 exactly as I wanted, I wanted to make our management portfolio more, just lift some weight off of that.
And I wanted to give you kudos, Sarah, that you could call any of these clients today. And I am pretty much 100% sure that they would gladly give their property back.
Yeah.
That's also the thing too, is Sarah and I were talking about this weekend of never quitting something. Like, you never quit your job on your worst day.
Mm-hmm.
You never break up with that person in your biggest knockdown, drag out fight. You never like make these huge decisions when you're kind of in that valley. And so that's what's been really nice too, is like making that decision from a good place of closure, not of like had a terrible guest and it was just a bad few days in there or something. That wasn't the case there
and
at all.
Some clients weren't even any of the things we discussed. It was just one of those things where when I really thought about it and just intangibles that I can't even put into words here on the podcast for you all. And I was very honest with them. I said, there's nothing wrong with the property, with our relationship. You're actually amazing owners and amazing partners in this relationship, but I'm having some mental mortgage, I don't even want to say issues, but just I'm paying attention.
There was an interest rate hike on that.
There was.
I'm sorry.
And for me, simplifying was what I needed to do. And I told Annette before we pressed record, I said, you know, even still, I'm like, God, was that the right call? Because we did say goodbye to some revenue. And I can rest easy knowing that I can always either get more clients. Mm-hmm. I figured out how to do that. And I can't unlearn that.
Yeah.
I know how to get clients. I know how to be a fantastic property manager. I could either call those clients back, ask them, say, hey, I am actually mentally ready to take on properties again or get new clients. But here's what I know, listeners, and here's what I want you to get away with this. And I want to pivot a little bit the conversation of what I know is to be a great business owner. I've learned from people who are rock stars is they make decisions fast. And they don't take too long to vacillate on something. I'm not saying to be impulsive.
Right.
But if you're revisiting something, there's probably a good reason for it.
Thanks for revisiting
this issue.
Right.
And let's take it back to something that's not co-hosting related or property management related. You know, I had a career before I moved to Columbus, Ohio. And it is the career that I wanted to do since I was like 3 years old. Because I can open my mouth and have an opinion. I want to do that thing. And I did it. And I was successful. And like Annette said, I was actually at a great point in my career when I decided to pivot. Because something was just kind of telling me it was time to close the chapter. And Annette, I know you kind of have experiences.
By the way, Sarah let me know today, she used to do 9 shows a week. That kind of blew my mind.
Oh yeah, if anyone doesn't know. So I used to be an actor. And yes, so I was telling
9.
Her, sometimes you had 2 show days on the weekends. You would do a matinee and an 8 p.m. on Saturday and also on Sunday.
Good for you.
And yeah, and so, I mean, that was all going great. But I just was like, you know what? I want to try something else. And something was pulling at me. So right now, if you need to hear this, you know, if something is pulling at you and you've been vacillating on it and journaling and just not making a decision, we encourage you to give it a go.
Or even if it's just buy the first property. Again, like it doesn't have to be a home run. It can just be a base hit. You don't have to have these like cash on cash returns that everybody's like, I would never think about that. There's so many other lessons to be learned. You can learn how to navigate the guests. You can always sell that property. I know we're saying a lot of things like making these decisions easy, but sometimes you do just have to go for it. And like the podcast, you just got to press record, like buying the place.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan. Can we please talk about our first episode, Annette? So the first episode where they still are, the 7 steps to your first guest.
Mm-hmm.
But our first like interviewing someone, we live in Columbus, Ohio. Annette made me go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for some meetup because she's obsessed with networking and I love her for it. And I was like, yeah, let's go. I'm excited for this adventure. And we were staying in a tiny home that it was in someone's backyard.
On a slab. Like
it was good.
In an alley.
It was good. And those words sound weird, but it was good. And we did not have fancy podcast equipment. We had Apple-provided earbuds.
We were scared to ask him, remember?
We were.
Like, did he remember? Is he going to be on the show? We all sat in the tiny house.
We literally put my phone in the middle of like the coffee table, plugged in the earphones so we wouldn't get like feedback or whatever, and
so
had them
bad.
Just like laying on the coffee table. And we talked to him.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of pivoting, though, that gentleman was someone that had been hit pretty hard during like the 2008 recession. And he was a mortgage broker, I think. And then that's when his like income had decreased. And he built that tiny home to make some extra cash. And he was like, I think he was making like $3,000 a month on that tiny home.
You nailed it. Yeah.
And what was cool, he was going to take that tiny home and then put it on a piece of land that he had bought by a lake, live in the tiny home while he built his primary home there. And then he was going to rent out the tiny home again. He had a plan. But anyways, he was pivoting with a lot of things too. And he started, the tiny home was great. I mean, definitely he built it, you could tell, but it was good.
And this leads me to like just pivoting the conversation a little bit more. So number one, the podcast. Annette and I wanted to start a podcast. We had never been podcasters before, but we just did it.
Oh, I was kind of dabbling.
Annette dabbled.
I was dabbling.
And I, you know, used to be an actress. I'm no stranger to the mic. So that's, to be fair, yes. But still, we were new to each other and we were new to asking people to be a part of our crazy world.
Oh, we were nervous.
We were very nervous. But here's also what you can do if you're right now facing a decision. It doesn't even have to be a short-term rental related decision. But what Annette and I often do is really think about worst case scenario. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're in real estate, you are most likely in a position of having some life experience that you can leverage to offset any sort of hiccup that might happen if and when you decide to pivot and it doesn't go as planned. Because we can't promise it's going to go as planned, right? Like we don't, you know, COVID hit and it was just like, what is going on? And a lot of, you know, tough things happen then, but you have to just rely on yourself, I think, to know that your instincts are going to kick in and you're going to navigate your way through it. And what you find on the other side of that decision is sometimes like the best. You're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know it. But at the time, this is like the most amazing thing that could happen to me.
Yeah. And I want to offer this to everybody because this, I feel like the short-term rental world is like just inundated with this. not everything has to be this extreme profit or any profit. You could literally host to just cover your mortgage. That's fine. You could even host and maybe not even make that much money. Let's say it's your primary home, or maybe it's your second home and you don't need to make that money. When we started our podcast, for instance, like there is no money for years and years and years. Like not everything that you do, including hosting, has to have this amazing, you know, payout monthly. Your why can be so many different things. And I just think that that's something that we get really caught up in is the profits, especially when people are talking about short-term rentals and real estate, because that's like the thing that gets touted the most is like 3X what a short-term is. And, or, you know,
well, you get afraid to make that first move to run to first base and then to take it to second base. And I'm talking about goals here and not other things, but you know what I mean? Like you get so afraid to make a mistake, or at least I do sometimes, that you never take that first step. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, if I haven't taken the first step in a few things in the past 5 years of my life, I mean, I love where I'm at right now. And it's been a really high, it's been a mountain, but it's been great too.
And I also want to bring up too, like letting go of some of the clients. Like I let go of a person that I originally had started hosting with. He's now hosting like 50 properties or something. But I want to say there were so many mistakes in the beginning too. We're going to work on some new YouTube videos of like the first properties like weren't in an LLC. I was like mingling, like, you know, I didn't know about having all these separate bank accounts. And like, I just was like, I was just doing the thing. And so also, don't get analysis paralysis and worried about if you're making some missteps, because I can let perfectionism sometimes take over. And so you got to get going with it. But going back to what Sarah, like circling back to the very beginning, is we just want everybody to know your numbers, because Sarah and I do love numbers. We love talking about profit. We love talking about financial goals, but we are also very honest in putting those other line items that might not be on that P&L, might not be found on that spreadsheet.
And might I add, that thing can be a gut check. I really do believe it's okay to say, I don't know what it is. My gut is telling me to do XYZ.
Or not to.
Or not to do XYZ. Mm-hmm. And even if you can't formulate into words what that is, obviously you don't want to like navigate your entire life on gut feelings, but if there's just something telling you to do it, which is what happened with me changing my portfolio for 2023, I just had to listen to myself. I'm a smart person. I've made mostly decent decisions in my life, and I have to see what's on the other side of this decision.
Yes. And we love that. So if you're listening and you have anything like this, please email us. Let us know if you've pivoted to a property, away from a property, away from maybe helping someone host or not host. Let us know that. Share your stories with us. You can also go to our website where we have our thanks for visiting our hosting hotline there and let us know. But we just wanted to talk about that today because there is a lot of chatter, social media about just more money, more money, more money. And, you know, bringing on more clients or buying more properties all the time. And it doesn't have to be that way.
I just know all you listeners out there, we've over the years, we understand, we know who you are and we love who you are. But we thought, as I was kind of just chatting with Annette about the changes that I'm making in my life, and I was like, I think our listeners need to hear.
Because every day there are people like, well, why don't you just do more? Like, why would you do that? You already have this set up. So we're going to also let you know it doesn't come without opinions flying in. Like there are so many people like, why don't you own more properties? Why don't you have more that's like, why don't you own in all these other states? Or why don't you remote? And it's just like, that's not what we do right now. And it's also about quieting the noise. So when you're pivoting or when you're just making decisions, you're going to have to quiet the noise.
You are going to have to quiet the noise. And you're going to be confident in who you are, what you want to do. Even if you're like, I don't even know what I want to do next. But I do know that I need to simplify right now. And this is what's important to me right now, because you can always pivot back. You can always go back. But making decisions quickly, I can tell you on this side of things, has been a really great tip that I've gotten from many a podcast and business coaches. And they're just right. Even if the decision, there are no wrong decisions. Yeah. Failing fast. There's all these like great things. Because man, the things you learn when you get back up.
Success is on the pile top of all the failures.
Oh my God, you should see your face right now.
I'm thinking about all the failures. All right.
All right.
But yeah, reach out to us. Let us know. Let's do this thing. Whatever it is that you want to do or not do.
Yeah. And with that, my name is Sarah Caracane.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.